We're going to learn the fourth maimer of Pritzadok for Parshas Achodesh. B'psikta Rabasi, Medrash P'sikta, Parshas Achodesh, it's P'sikta Tesvav. The Medrash quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Teicheles Mimushacha Machlas Leiv. The Eitz Chaim Taiva Bo. The pasuk again is Techeles Memushacha, hoping and wishing for something. Memushacha, for a long time, where there's a meshech of years and generations, centuries even. Machlas Leiv causes heartache, because what you need and desire and want so much doesn't come. The Eitz Chaim Taiva Bo. But when it comes, then the most wonderful desire fulfilled, it's Eitz Chaim, it's a tree of life. So what is it that this Medrash is saying about this pasuk? Kevin Sheba Moshe Eitzel Yisrael. When Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Jewish people, V'amar Lahem, and he said, Amar Li HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Almighty came to me and said, Amar lahem, I should say to the Jewish people, I should say to you, Pakoid Pakadati Eschem, the time has come. And the Pakida means that now's the appointed time, now you're going to be redeemed. Amru lai b'nei Yisrael, after such a long and difficult galus, no longer feeling, believing that it could happen, said Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo yadayin zman Pakida, cannot be. We're not able to listen. We're not able to take this message and internalize it. We don't fully believe we can, will be redeemed. And now the Medrash says, quoting from Iyov, Ma koichi ki ayachel. Again, the same idea of techeles, of hoping for something and turning to Hashem, believing that it can happen. Ma koichi ki ayachel. What strength do I have to hope for and long for it so long, for so many generations? Uma kitzi ki arich nafshi, the pasuk says. What great good is coming in the end that I can believe in, ki arich nafshi, so that I can hold out, that my soul should be able to hold out? The next pasuk reads, im kaych avonim kaychi, do I have the strength of rock, of stone? Im besori nochush, is my flesh made of brass that I could hold out? Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you have this month a geula coming. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, B'chodesh hazeh nigolim. Amru, Jewish people, finally accepted, they understood. And they said, Ha simen toiv. The words of the Medrash. That's a good sign. The fact that you were told HaChodesh Zelachem Reish Chadoshim and that you were told the mitzvos of Pesach, that's a good sign. And then, again, back to the pasuk in Mishlei, Ve'eitz Chaim Taiva Bo. It brings us back to life. It's an Eitz Chaim when what we desire so much finally has come, has arrived. So they didn't believe that it could happen. Even after the Makos, and they saw Mitzrayim beaten down, but that they should be able to leave, that they should be sprung free, couldn't believe it. That's how broken we were in spirit, and he explains it even better. Because he asks, V'yesh l'hoven, we need to understand, Ma'zeh haloshen ha-simen toif. Medrash says that the Jewish people heard the mitzvahs of Pesach and heard HaChodesh Zelachem, and they said, oh, that's a good sign, it's a good omen that things are going to improve. Why say that it's just an omen? HaHavtocha Mefuresh, is he. God had just promised them that they're leaving. Mahavale Lameimra, they should have said, HaVtocha Tova, we're being promised a good promise and we can take it to the bank. Amnam, rather, Inyan HaTecheles Memushacha, who, the reason that it was something that was longed for, but that's, to use the similar word, it's a long shot. They didn't believe it could happen. Humasha Amru b'psikta u'bemedrash. Again, in this same Medrash P'sikta, and in Shir HaShirim Rabba, Amru Loi, the Bnei Yisrael said, Moshe Rabbeinu, heichanu nigalin? How can we possibly be redeemed ve'eretz Mitzrayim, meleya mitinofas avodah zarah shalanu? Egypt is full of our iniquity, our sin is all over the place. There's avodah zarah that we Jews, that we Am Yisrael embrace like Egyptians. We are so acculturated. We are so much alike and akin to the Egyptians themselves. It's not something so different from what we could say about the Jewish people in mass today, the masses of Jewish people today. Assimilated, acculturated. How? Why are we going to be redeemed? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Eino mabit b'maisim shalachem." No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking at your deeds or your misdeeds, and that's on the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, "Medaleg al haharim, mekapetz al hagavois." Medaleg al haharim means he's skipping.
This is after the plagues.
Even after the plagues.
So that 80% that were not even worthy, they're not even in this conversation.
They're not even necessarily those who are speaking up and saying that we are not going to leave. They are the good people, the good Jews, who look around and say of themselves and of their cohorts, we don't deserve Geula. We don't deserve redemption. An honest self-assessment of the Jewish people in Egypt was such that they looked at themselves and says, we're not deserving of God's redeeming us.
Or maybe that's why they were the 20%.
They would at least make that, that's right. Those good people, that 20%, would at least make this cheshbon hanefesh.
Right.
Medaleg el harim, the Medrash says, Ve'en harim el avodah zarah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to ignore that, look away from it, skip over it literally. Rabbeinu Moshe, they said, still, Heichanu nigolin, Ve'en b'yadeinu maisim, we have no good deeds, maisim tovim and mitzvahs. And again, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Einu mabit l'masayichem haroim. He's not looking to your maisim haroim. U'bemihu mabit, b'tzadikim shebachem. He will rather look to the few great Jews, to the tzadikim, Kegoin Amram u'beis dinoi, ayin shom. Look at that medrash and you'll see that that's really what this earlier medrash, it's both in Psikta, but the one we mentioned is a little bit earlier in the text. That's the basis of the Techeles Memushacha, why they couldn't believe in themselves. Valzeh Amar Techeles Memushacha. That's why the medrash says, they looked at it and says, it's machlas leiv. It's all just heartache because we don't deserve to be redeemed. Ma'akoychi ki ayachel, again, quoting from Iyov, the Medrash said, Ma'akoychi ki ayachel, can I hold out much longer? Ma'akoychi now doesn't mean that I can't hold out. Ma'akoychi means what worth, what merit do I have? What power do I have in Shemayim on my side? Ki ayachel, that I should continue to believe and hope for redemption. Kevin she'ein bonu ma'isim toivim, v'adarab, yesh bonu ha'hefech, the opposite. Am I going to be good enough to ever deserve? Will I ever be good enough to deserve to be redeemed? And even if we are very, very good, can we be sure? You want a havtacha that we are guaranteed to be good enough to be redeemed? V'reinu shenichnasu l'mitzrayim Yaakov v'zarei shifteko. They came in, righteous people, and what happened after the generations devolved? We became people who would not deserve to be redeemed. Unfortunately, we became unworthy and became sullied with the klipa of Mitzrayim, with the shell and the external, if not internal, but at least all the external negative aspects of Mitzrayim, and became very similar to and akin to the Mitzrayim themselves. Umi lanu gadol mi Yaakov avinu, alav shalom. Who is as great as Yaakov? And he didn't believe in himself in the end either. Shehuftach, he was promised, Mishmarticha b'chol asher telech, I will guard you and watch after you wherever you go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, before he was in Chorin, as he was leaving. Umi kol makom, doag, When he came back and he faces Esav, he's worried. I'm going to be slaughtered by my brother's cohorts and by my brother Esav. Va'amru, Chazal explained, Yaakov feared Shema Yigrem Hachat. My chatoyim might cause me to deserve to be killed. Va'amru, Chazal explained, Yigrem, Lashon Osid, future tense, meaning it's not only about what I did or didn't accomplish until now, even if I'm righteous, but there's yet more life tomorrow or the day after, I might fall spiritually. V'yomer Yamayim, Shalayhemin Ba'atzmai. Didn't believe that he will be deserving of Hashem's interceding on his behalf. V'chein, protecting him. V'chein, David HaMelech, Alav HaShalom, Omar. Similarly, the Gemara there in Brachas Daftal, it says that David HaMelech says, on the Pasuk, Lulei Ha'amanti Lirais B'tuv Hashem Be'eretz Chayim. I can't believe, I don't know for sure that I'll be with the Tzadikim in the Eretz Chayim, La'asad Lavoi. David HaMelech says, En Yodei Im Yashli Chelk B'neim Im Lav. Shema Yigra Mechet. Zehu hatachelas memushacha shayich af kishehuvtuchu b'chodesh hazeh nigalim. That's why, even after being promised b'chodesh hazeh, this month you will be redeemed. Still, they understand that, but we couldn't yet make enough of a mess of ourselves that we would lose the opportunity. V'gam zman tesvav yoyim, just 15 days. They looked at it and. Again, in an honest self-assessment, they said, "Hu techeles m'mushacha." That's a long time to hope for us to earn enough to be redeemed, merit enough to be redeemed by then. Gam la'achar maka tishii ksiv. After makas cheshich, it says, "L'chol b'nei Yisrael ha'yor b'moish v'isam." That too, the vagam is Rav Tzadik saying that also proves my point. V'amarnu, because we've explained, the hamakas hayu mitata le'ela, neged esesfiras, that the makas move from at the bottom of the configuration of the 10 spheros from yesod to keser. V'hayu besod negayf le'mitzrayim u'refoil le'yisrael. The point being, as the pasuk in Yeshayahu says, v'nagaf Hashem es mitzrayim negayf v'refoil, to smite them and to heal us. Negayf le'mitzrayim V'rafayli Yisrael, meaning the Mitzrayim beaten down, the Jewish people spiritually uplifted and becoming more worthy. Ubekal makah yatzu Yisrael miklipa achas. With each makah, the Jewish people stirred spiritually, awakened, came closer to God, in correspondence with one of the 10 spheres, from the beginning, from the lowest Yisod up to Keser. Shehi bezel umazet. While the Egyptians are beaten physically down, the Jewish people are spiritually lifted up. V'nichnesu b'kedusha, the Jewish people now become holy, b'midah shekenegdo, in correspondence with what was achieved by bringing down the Egyptians in this world. We are going to earn our place closer to Hashem in higher worlds. U'maka tishi, the ninth maka, shekeneged chachma, in the Esses Sphiros, as you work your way up, the ninth level is Chachma. Shehu Ma'amar Yehiyar. That's in correspondence with what it says in the Torah, in the very beginning of the Torah, Yehiyar. Zachu Yisrael. Because of that, because of Makas, Chayshech, while the Mitzrayim are suffering Chayshech, we attain light. What's light? Wisdom, knowledge, Torah. That meant that in their chayshech we achieve ulechol bnei Yisrael hayar bechol moish vaysam. Similarly, he points out ubamamar yihiar that in the Torah when it says yihiar, it says hey pamim oira, it says five times light there in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, keneged corresponding to the chamisha chumshei Torah, light is Torah. So when the Jewish people are described as having a light, it doesn't just mean that they didn't have Machas Chayshech. It means that they were attaining the Sphira of Chochmah, of Torah. And that's what we needed to believe that we could possibly be redeemed. Then after that, they are told before Machas Bechayres, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. And we have the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, and then the mitzvahs of Mishku Ukulachem Tzoin, taking a Pesach Korban on the 10th day of the month, then preparing it and processing it and offering it on the 14th, and Matzah and Maror. Shekvar Hischil Divrei Torah. Now we have mitzvahs, we have Divrei Torah, Kumei She'amru. This is the beginning of Torah. L'hoya HaTorah Tzorach L'haskel Elam HaChadosh Zelachem. After all, this is the really... this is really where the Torah begins. Because I'll say that if not for having to learn all about the Avos in Sefer Bereishis, the Torah really would begin with HaChadosh Zelachem, the first mitzvahs we are being commanded.
First Rashi.
Right, it's in the first Rashi in the Torah. So this is a point where the Jewish people say, ah, he's giving us Torah, he's giving us his commandments, he's gracing us with mitzvahs that we can accomplish. Amru, so therefore they said, ha simen toif. If I'm given the mitzvahs, I'm given Torah, that's a good sign. Because now maybe I'll have the ability to actually deserve, in some small way, the beginning of redemption. So when they are told, HaChodesh Zelachem, it's not a Havtacha that they could look at it and say, yeah, it's for sure. No, the tradition is that we are not believing in ourselves. Al Tamin Ba'atzmacha Ad Yoy Maischa. And David HaMelech didn't, and Yaakov Avinu didn't. So they wouldn't either, but at least Simen Tov, because we're given the chance, the hope, that we'll have mitzvahs that we can do and maybe begin to deserve to be redeemed. It's a good sign. And then the Medrash continues again, quoting from Mishlei, "Ve'etz Chaim Taiva Bo, Ein Etz Chaim El Taira." What is Etz Chaim? What's the tree of life? Etz Chaim Yilmachazikam Bo. The pasuk says, "V'hainu Shaz Hischil Hayfas Divrei Taira." That's the beginning of Taira. The concept of having Torah, the idea of having Torah and mitzvahs begins with HaChodesh HaZelachem. And now he explains something fascinating. This first mitzvah is about Kiddush Levana. Or I shouldn't say Kiddush Levana, but Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh, which is that the Bezdin there was Moshe, Rabbeinu, Aaron, HaKohen, and HaKadosh Baruch. Kazer, Re'eva, Kadesh, and the Bezdin establishes that day to become the first day of the new month, and then the Bezdin can establish thereby when the Yom Tovim are to be celebrated. Sihara de Makabla Mishimsha. The moon receives from the sun. This first mitzvah is all about Torah, because the Torah Shebichsav is like the sun, and the Torah Shebalpe is the moon, because it receives that light and then reflects it as it needs to be understood and reflected in Torah Shebal Peh, taking from the light of Torah Shebichsav. So that is why it's a Simen Tov, that they are beginning to be a people of Torah, and the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh says it so beautifully. Sira de Mekablo Mishimsha, Torah Shebal Peh Mekablo Mi Torah Shebichsav. V'hirgishu ha'or gam me ha'shemesh. So they begin to see and feel the Torah and their relationship based on Torah with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because how can you have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The only way a human being has a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Torah and mitzvahs. And without a relationship, how can you, why would you ever be redeemed? V'leslach milul letavra yetzahara. There's nothing that can destroy the yetzahara. Elo eraisa. Just the Torah. V'amru, they said, ah, ha simen toiv, shiyu nigolin. We'll have Torah. We'll be able to beat down. We'll be able to break a hold that the yetzahara has had on us with all of the tenefes of avodah zarah around us. We'll finally break free of that all. V'oz Zachu lemidas Knesset Yisrael. Now they are Knesset Yisrael, meaning that they are with Hashem Yisbarach amongst them, Hashem's people. V'hainu ani Hashem shoychein b'soych b'nei Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu liban shel Yisrael. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is in the hearts of the Jewish people. K'mo shenemar tzuri levavi, tzur levavi v'chelki elokim la'olam. V'hu simen toiv, sheyuchlu lahoytziu lahoydik haramilev k'sil smoyloi. They can remove and purge the foolishness and the yetzahara from their hearts. V'sheyikaneis, or v'sheyichnes kedusha v'divrei toira b'leiv chacham liyaminoi. And that through the right side, the positive force of Torah will enter into their being, v'yiyu nigalon, and they will be able to be redeemed. V'zeh inyan parshas hachodesh. That's the whole point of Parshas HaChodesh being given to us 2 weeks before the Pesach was to be accomplished. We were given the mitzvahs, we were given the time, the Chodesh, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, the mitzvahs of Pesach, the Torah, the beginnings of Torah. Shiyargishu Kedusha Zu. So we should feel this Kedusha and realize, yes, if we are a people who have Torah and mitzvahs and embrace Torah and mitzvahs, then we can have a relationship with God. And if so, we could actually be redeemed. We could actually be redeemed. And he says, we are reading this specifically on Shabbos. V'kari no'isa b'Shabbos. Because the Isa, because on the Pasuk, the Dei Reisam, Shamru b'nei Yisrael es Shabbos, la'ases es Shabbos, Ben Yuven b'nei Yisrael oisi, the Pasuk says, the Dairaisim Baris Eilam. The Medrash says, Medrash Zoya says, Zaka man da ovid loin b'Shabbos dira betrei bataliba. Dairaisim, of course, means generations, but the Medrash Zoya is Dairish, dira meaning a compartmentalized heart, a place in your heart, a compartment in the heart where you can allow Kedusha to come in. All aspects of the heart, Trei Bate Liba, where you can serve with your Yetzer Hara, your Yetzer HaToiv. V'yachelim Lizkais L'Ha'or Merish Chedesh. We are going to begin to have the light come to us, the light of Sierra, of the moon, which is the Torah Shebal Peh, reflecting the light that comes from the source, the Torah Shebichsav, and it's going to come to us. And that's going to be the schus through which we will be able to be redeemed. V'chag haba, and the mitzvahs of the Yom Tov, and of the Pesach, and of Matzah Umara. V'hu simen toiv, shebenisan nigalin. It's a simen toiv for them, and it's a simen toiv for us. That if we have these mitzvahs, and we embrace them, and we are the people of Torah once again, and we are the people who are then bound up with Hashem once again, that's the Siman Taif, through which we can know and feel. Nisan is the time when we will be redeemed.